主要我们非常感恩您是那个真的神，您在是那个神在帮助我们关心我们的那个神，我们是非常感恩的。
And so Lord, we turn today for your help. We pray that you will be gracious to us and that you will teach us from your word.
与主啊，我们展向您，祈求您的帮助。我们的祷告是您来帮助我们，指导我们，当我们开始学习您的话的时候。
We thank you for each one. We just pray that the words that are spoken will be building up in each of our hearts to make us more what we should be and more happy in Jesus.
我们为所有的人向上感恩，我们的祷告是今天的学习可以在我们的心里建立那一个基础，就是我们更多的去相信您，更多的去爱我们的主耶稣基督。
Bless us, teach us, and use us, we pray.
与赐福给我们，教导我们，用我们，我们祷告。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Very, very good. Well, Sharon has asked us some very, very good questions, and it's important that we answer them.
Sharon 呢问了几个很好很重要的问题，是我对我们来说是很重要的，要回答这样的问题。
It is good when you read the Bible to ask questions from an inquiring mind, not from the point of view of a critical mind, but you might say, I wonder why the Lord said that. Is there something that I can learn? It seems to be confusing.
因为在你读圣经的时候呢，是问问题，带着问题是很好的，但是我们要带着一个寻求学习的思想去问问题，而不是带着一个批判的思想去问问题。我们当读圣经的时候，我们看到这里说，我们说主啊，为什么这里是这样的呢？我稍微有点糊涂，我能从中间学到什么呢？
So her first question comes from the book of 2 Kings.
她第一个问题呢是在
Take your Bibles, 2 Kings chapter 18.
列王记下第十八章。他第一个问题是列王记下第十八章。
And the question is, first of all, is this a good question?
因为这首先呢的问题呢是这个问题是个好问题吗？
And the answer is yes, it's a good question, if for no other reason that it proves that Sharon was reading the book of 2 Kings.
因为答案是当然是个好问题。就是从另一个方面来证明呢，Sharon 在读列王记下。
Not everyone reads the Old Testament all the time. What a wonderful thing. Congratulations, Sharon. Thank you. Keep on reading.
也并不是说所有的人都一直在读旧约。我们非常感谢 Sharon。Sharon 呢，现在祝贺你，你一直在读圣经旧约，读好的东西。
So you now read with me two verses in 2 Kings. First of all, 2 Kings 18 verse 5. Then we'll read another verse and then you can begin to figure out what her question is.
然后我们首先来读一下列王记下第十八章第五节，然后再读另一节经文，然后你就会发现他的问题是什么。
So 2 Kings 18. Verse 5, and in the King James Version, this is what it says. It says, he, that would be Hezekiah, trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him.
这第五节，列王记下第十八节，第十八章第五节。那个国王钦定版是这么说的，西西家信靠耶和华以色列的神，在他前后的犹大列王中没有一个其他的。
very encouraging words from the Lord about Hezekiah.
所以呢，对，这是从主来的一个非常令人鼓舞的话，对西西家来说。
Now, over to 2 Kings chapter 23.
然后这翻到《列王记下》的第二十三章。
And verse 25.
第25节。
And it says this of Josiah. It says, and like unto him, Josiah, was there no king before him that turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, neither after him arose there any like him.
第25节说，在约西亚以前，没有王像他尽心尽心尽力的归向耶和华，遵行摩西的一切律法，在他以后也没有兴起一个王像他。
So can you tell me what Sharon's question is?
你可以知道Sharon的问题是什么了吗？
Okay, and the only one who's giving me any indication is Nicole. So Nicole, what is Sharon's question?
唯一一个有反应的是尼克，尼克，你的问题是什么？
Because the Bible told us they are all only one. So which one is the only one, the really only one?
Okay, Sharon, is that the right question? Yeah, that's the right question. Is it a good question? Yeah.
这个问题是一个好问题吗？ 是不是Sharon的问题就是前面说没一个像他，后面又说没一个像他，哪一个是真的？
So, of Josiah, the Lord says, there was none like him, none before, none after him, like Josiah. And then Hezekiah was first, then the other one, none like him before, none like him afterwards. So, why would the Lord say that?
因为西西家呢，说是前面一个没像他，后面一个没像他。那约西亚呢，也是前面一个没像，后面一个没像的。那哪一个是呢？为什么主那么说呢？
Now, I just gotta tell you that when I was a little boy, my father used to introduce me to his friends.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我爸爸通常把我介绍给他的朋友们。
And he would say about me, he would say, this is my son Harold. He is my very best son.
他们说呢，这是我的儿子 Harold， 他是一个非常非常好的儿子。
And I used to say, that's very nice. He didn't always tell them that I was his only son, but he did often tell them that I was his best son.
因为我记得呢，通常呢，我就很高兴。但是呢，我爸爸通常没有跟人家说我是他唯一的儿子，他通常说我他是我最好的儿子。
And so some nights when I was trying to get to sleep, I said to myself, I wondered what he would have said if we'd had two sons.
所以呢，我在有时候我在睡觉的时候，我在想呢，如果这是他有两个儿子的话，他会不会这么说？
And I used to say to myself, well, I hope he would tell me that I was his best son, even if he did have two sons.
因为呢，我通常希望呢，如果他真的有两个儿子，他说我是他最好的儿子，他这么说。
Then I thought to myself, if I was his best son and he had two sons, what would he say about my brother?
因为我就跟他，我就想呢，如果我是他真的有两个儿子，我是他最好的儿子，那我爸爸会说另外一个儿子怎么说呢？
And I would say, well, I'd hope he'd say about my brother that he's his best son too.
因为我认为呢，他对我的弟弟或者哥哥也说他是他最好的儿子。
Now I think that's the answer here. I think that Hezekiah was like no other, and Josiah was like no other.
因为我认为这个道理是一样的。主说呢，那个西西家他跟别人从来不一样。这个呢，约西亚也跟其他的人不一样。
Were they identical?
他们可以那个区别开来吗？
All right. One was famous for one thing. One was famous for another. But there was nobody like Hezekiah, and there was nobody like Josiah.
所以呢，其中一个呢在一件事上有名，其中另一个呢在另一件事上有名，所以没有一个人像在这件事上像西西家，没有一个人像那件事上像约西亚。Now,
how many best sons and daughters does the Lord have in the world today?
今天在世界上主有多少最好的儿子和女儿呢？
And I would hope he's got many, many, many.
我希望他有很多很多很多。
Do you expect to be one of his best?
所以你希望其中一个是他最好的吗？
Okay, now, you're not the same as everybody else. You found that out.
因为你跟其他人都不一样，你自己知道。But
it would be wonderful if God could speak to the devil about you, as he spoke to the devil about Job, and say, there's nobody like him in all the earth, you know.
那这是最好的，如果神呢，跟魔鬼说呢，就像他跟魔鬼说约伯一样，说你说世界上没有一个人像你这样。By
God's grace, each of us can be trophies for the Lord Jesus like no other.
因为呢，藉着神的恩典，我们中间每一个人都可以成为主耶稣的战利品。
Now that doesn't mean that we can all, or that rather, that we will all be trophies for Jesus, but we could be.
因为这就是说，不是说我们跟其他的人一模一样，但是我们所有的人都可能成为我们主耶稣基督的战利品。
And we all want to be as good as we can for Jesus. If we are, we will be like no other before us, or after us, there'll be nobody quite like you or quite like me if we really live for Jesus.
所以每个人都可以让我们自己能够做得最好的为了主耶稣基督。所以说呢，你按照你自己的方式做得最好，所以没有其他的人像你一样。所以但是呢，我们所有的人都可以向自己最好的那一面向主耶稣基督。
So is that a contradiction in the Bible?
这在圣经里是矛盾的吗?
No. Now the writer to the book of 2 Kings isn't going to say one thing here, one there that's contrary. He's going to say one here, one there, and they are complementary, and they are wonderful truths.
因为这个写《列王记下》的这个作者呢，他不会说是有矛盾的。他是一个人在这里是这样，一个人在那里是那样。他不会说是把他们两个放在一起，让他们自相矛盾。他说这两个是互相那个可以解释、互相去做的那样一个。Okay,
any other questions on that question? Good question.
因为关于这个问题还没有更进一步的问题，这是一个好的问题。All right,
Sharon. Sharon has lots of good questions. Here's her next good question.
所以Sharon呢有很多好的问题，下一个问题是
at the end of 2 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 25.
在列王记下结束的地方就是25节，列王记下第25章。
And we're going to read the last three verses together, and then we will get to Sharon's question.
我们可以读一下最后的三节，28, 29, 30，然后再来看Sharon的问题。
It says, and it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, did lift up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, out of prison. He spake kindly to him, set him on his throne above the throne of the other kings, excuse me, that were with him in Babylon, and changed his prison garments, And he did eat bread continually before the king evil Merodach, king of Babylon, all the days of his life. And his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king, a daily rate for every day, all the days of his life.
第二七节他读的是国王听命满的。第二七节说犹大王约雅金被掳后37年巴比伦王以来以罗达登基的那一年12月27日他使犹大王的约雅金抬头提他出见又对他说恩言使他的位高过与他一同在巴比伦众王的位给他脱了囚服他终身常在巴比伦王面前吃饭。王赐他所需用的食物每天给他一份他一生的年日都是这样。
So that's the conclusion of the life of Jehoiachin. Sharon's question relates to not just the conclusion, but the beginning of his life. So back to 2 Kings 24 and we'll learn about Jehoiachin and the beginning of his life. Jehoiachin was one of the family of Josiah who became kings. Many of them became kings. Here is...
这里讲的是约雅金的结局。然后呢Sharon 的问题呢就是说那约雅金的开始是什么样的我们可以回到24章列王记下24章这里呢讲到呢那个约雅金他是什么时候开始的
So, the beginning of his life goes like this. 2 Kings 24:8. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 3 months. And his mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. Verse 12. And Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, which was Nebuchadnezzar. He went out, he, his mother, his servants, and his princes, his officers, his servants and his princes and his officers, and the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign, and he carried thence all the treasures out of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house, cut in pieces all the vessels of gold, and so on. Verse 15, and he carried Jehoiachin to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his officers, and the mighty of the land, those he carried into captivity from Jerusalem. And so they went into captivity. So the story in summary of Jehoiachin is this. He's 18 years old, he becomes king, and he does what is evil in the sight of the Lord as his family before him had done. And then the king of Babylon comes, takes him and all around him, takes it up to Babylon, puts Jehoiachin in prison. Jehoiachin is in prison for 37 years. And when he's 55 years old, the next king of Babylon releases him and brings him up to almost a royal level. He lets him eat at his table. He provides him with a basic income, and Jehoiachin leaves a happy life at the end.
因为他刚才讲的呢，他读的是《列王记下》第24章的八九节，然后是12-13节，然后15节。第八节是这样：约雅金登基的时候，年是84岁，耶路撒冷做王3个月。他母亲叫尼户，是他是耶路撒冷人以利拿丹的女儿。约雅金行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，效法他父亲一切所行的。然后第十二节说，那犹大王约雅金和他母亲臣仆首领太监一同出城投降巴比伦王，巴比伦王便拿住他那时 巴比伦王第八年第十三节，巴比伦王将耶和华殿的王宫里的宝物都拿去了，将以色列王所罗门的所造的耶和华殿里的金器都毁坏了，正如耶和华所说。然后第十五章说，并将约雅敬王母后妃太监以国中大官都从耶路撒冷挪到巴比伦去了。这里讲的是约雅敬呢，他是18岁就开始做王，做王的呢，然后他做耶和华看为恶的事，然后呢就是那个尼布甲尼撒呢就把他掳去了，掳去了呢在巴比伦做监呢做了37年。然后在37年以后呢，另外一个王起来了，就把他放出来了，放出来然后给他所有的好的待遇，就跟他的王一样，跟他一起吃一起喝。
So in another 10 years, I'm going to learn to let the person translate.
他以后的时间他一直要学习让别人来翻译。
Okay. Can you tell me now what Sharon's question is?
现在你们可以告诉我们，告诉我什么是 Sharon 的问题了吗？
What's Sharon's question?
那 Sharon 的 question 是什么？问题是？
Nicole's going to give it a shot again. Go ahead.
I think the question maybe is why the bad one in the end of the time become a very high high praise. What the reason?
Okay, Sharon says that's the right answer to the right question. Okay. And it's true. You read it over and you say, he doesn't deserve that. He's a bad king. Why would you raise a bad king to have a, it's almost retirement. He was king for 3 months. He was a prisoner for 37 years. And when he reached 55, age of early retirement, they make him, elevate him back to a position of honor.
所以这里的问题呢，就是说为什么坏人有那么好的结局？所以他是一个坏的王，他就做了3个月的王，然后呢，在监狱里做了37年，37年到他要退休的年龄呢，他就得到了一个很好的结局。为什么主会把他提起来，让他过那么好的生活
？And so several possible answers here. I'm going to tell you where I got my basic answer. I read Bill McDonald's Bible commentary.
有几个答案在这里，我要像这个基本的答案在这里，我读个那个马太纳的释经。
And he said this. He said this book of Kings ends with these verses that Sharon is questioning. So does the book of Jeremiah. Exactly the same words at the end of the two books.
所以呢，他这里讲的呢，说呢，这个在列王记下的这个结局，对这个约雅敬来说，是跟那个耶利米在他的书的最后的结局写的是一模一样。
And he said, now, he didn't add this, but he says the prophecy of Jeremiah was that they were going to go to Israel for 70 years, and then they would be allowed to return to Israel.
因为这个马太纳并没有说后面的那句话，但是呢耶利米说呢当时以色列人要被掳去70年，然后他们会回来回到以色列。
And the great themes of Daniel and Ezekiel and, Nehemiah, Ezra, they're all about this wonderful return.
因为是那个在那个那个耶利米书、以西结书还有尼西米书里面所有的这些都还有以斯拉书所有的讲的这些这个美好的结局。
And so Bill McDonald's comments are that maybe the Lord allowed this to happen to Jehoiachin so that the people would be encouraged that it's going to happen to them too.
因为马特纳的姐姐呢，她是这么说的，说主呢让这样的事情发生，给那个约雅敬一个好的结局呢，就是去鼓励其他的以色列人，他们同样也有这么好的一个结局。
The question is, who after the 70 years, who was allowed to return from Babylon to Jerusalem and Judea to rebuild the country. Who is allowed to go?
问题是呢，在七十年以后，谁被允许回到犹大地，回到耶路撒冷呢？重建整个犹大和耶路撒冷呢
？And the answer is everybody. If you were Jewish, you could go back.
这答案呢，就是犹太人。如果你是犹太人，你可以回去。
Those who were bad and those who were good, they could all go back.
因为那些坏的犹太人、好的犹太人，所有的人都可以回到。只要你
是。The only reason they would go back is because they believed in God, but they all could go back.
因为这个他们回去的唯一的原因呢，是他们相信神，他们能够回去。
The tragedy is that they didn't all go back.
因为悲剧是呢，不是所有的人都回去了。
But this is a beautiful illustration of the fact that God says you can go back. I'm going to make it possible for you all to go back. Look what I did for Jehoiachin.
这就是这个问题，在这里就是说呢，你们所有的犹太人都可以回去，你们当然可以回去，你看看我在约雅金商身上行的什么样的事。
Now we're not told what happened to Jehoiachin when he was in prison for 37 years.
因为我们并没有被告知约雅金在监狱里37年的时候他在干什么。
What do you think would happen to you if you went to prison for 37 years?
如果你被关在监狱里37年，你会在监狱里干什么呢？
Okay, you might just read your Bible. That's what Nicole says.
就像尼克说的呀，你们可能会读你的圣经。
You'd certainly think for a long time.
因为你认为这肯定是一个很长的时间。
And it's quite possible that in those 37 years, he realized he was a guilty sinner, and he asked God to forgive him. We don't know for sure, but he might.
因为我们不能很确定，但是呢，他可能约雅金在监狱里37年的时候呢，他认识到他是个罪人，他向神忏悔了，相信了神，他可能会那么做。
But there's no question that these last three verses in 2 Kings and Jeremiah, they all remind us that there is hope in Jesus and that we should rest in Jesus, even if we are sinners. Hope in Jesus, turn to him, trust him. We're not sure of all the details. All we know is those books ended with a little glimmer of hope.
因为这里呢，最后的三节经文和耶利米书的最后三节经文呢，告诉我们永远在我们的主耶稣基督里是有盼望的。尽管我们是罪人，但是我们可以在主耶稣基督那里得到安息。所以这里所有的告诉了我们的呢，是不管我们是什么样的情况，不管我们在什么样的罪人，我们有一个盼望，那就是主耶稣基督。
So the Christian is different from other people in the world.
基督徒呢，跟世界上其他的人是不一样的。
The Christian can see more clearly the problems in the world than anyone else.
基督徒呢，可以更清楚地看清当今世界的问题，比在世界上的人。
And so we look at the news, and we see what's happening, and we are very distressed.
因为我们看那些新闻的时候呢，我们知道这些世界上有什么问题，我们非常的为他们难受。
And somebody comes to the Christian and says, it's not that bad, you know.
有些人来到基督徒面前说，没有那么糟糕，你知道吗？
The Christian says, yes, it is. It's a whole lot worse than you think.
你记得他说是的，是有那么糟糕，比你想象的更糟。
And at the same time, the Christian is full of hope.
你在同样的时间呢，基督徒有全部的盼望。
Because the Christian says it's getting bad, but then the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come, and it's all going to get better.
所以呢，基督徒说会越来越糟，然后呢，主基督一来，主耶稣基督一来，所有的事情会变得更好。
So the Christian has hope.
因为基督徒有盼望。
So again, Sharon, good question, and it's a question that leads to hope. Okay, God is gracious, and he can sometimes use an illustration of what he will do, even if the Jehoiachin wasn't a believer. But if Jehoiachin was a believer, then so much the better.
因为是个好的问题，好的问题，Sharon，这个问题给我们带到呢盼望里面去，就像这个约雅金一样，他就是一个罪人，但是呢，他也可能不是一个信徒，但是呢，对他的仍然是有盼望的，所以我们基督徒最终呢，都是有一个极大的盼望。All
right, now, Sharon has three other questions. Okay. We're going to answer two of them quickly today. Sharon, your last question we're going to deal with next Tuesday morning at
11:30.
All right, Sharon's next question comes from the book of John, chapter 7. John chapter 7. And I would expect that some of you have asked this question. I certainly had asked it. And it's in a couple of verses here. John chapter 7.
因为我认为大家也会问这样的问题，我曾经问过这样的问题，所以在这里面有几节经文是约翰福音第七章的。
All right, we're going, it's the story of Jesus and his brothers to start with. John chapter 7 verse 3. His brothers said to him, "Depart hence and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing."
因为这里问题呢，是开始是主耶稣基督的那些弟兄的。他这里第三节开始，耶稣的弟兄对他说：“你离开这里上犹大去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。”All
right. The verse 4 ends, "If you do these things, show yourself unto the world."
第四节说呢，人要显扬名是没有在暗处行的。如果你行这事，就当将自己显明给世人看。So
Jesus basically was hiding himself. He was hiding himself in Galilee. He was hiding himself on the other side of the Jordan River. He wasn't going up to Jerusalem because they were going to kill him there.
因为主耶稣基本上是躲在那里，他躲在加利利，躲在约旦河的对岸，他没有上耶路撒冷去。如果他去耶路撒冷，他们会杀了他。He
says, and this is the key verse for Sharon's question, verse 8, he says, "You go up to the feast." It was the Feast of Tabernacles. He said, "You go up to the feast. I'm not going up yet unto the feast, for my time is not yet fully come."
因为实际上呢，在他的问题的关键是在第八节。八节说：“你们上去过节吧，我现在还不上去过节，因为我的时候还没满。”Verse
10, but when his brothers were gone up, then went he also up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret.
因为第十节继续说呢，但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。
So Sharon's simple question is, why didn't he go up with his brothers?
因为Sharon的问题基本上就是说，他为什么不和他弟兄一起去呢？
Why did he say, "I'm not going up," and then he went up?
他为什么说我不去，然后我又去，他又去了？
And that question really comes from an inquiring mind rather than a critical mind. It's basically, what am I missing here?
这个问题呢，基本上是带着一个寻求解答的一个大佬，而不是一个去批评的大佬。就是说，我在这里我错过了什么呢？
And so many times when I would earlier read those verses, I would say, I don't know why didn't he go up with his brothers? Why did he say, "I can't go up," and then he does go up? Doesn't make much sense to me.
因为当我早期的时候，我读到这些经文的时候呢，我说呢，他为什么不和他弟兄一起去？为什么他说他不去，他又去了呢？这对我来说没有道理。
So the question that I have is, how would you get the answer to a question like that?
因为那问题呢是，你怎么样对这样一个问题找到答案呢？
And so I went back and I read the passage again and again. And I began to think of it in terms of the timeline in scripture.
因为然后我就回去读这一段文经文 一遍一遍的读。而读的呢读的似乎是那个时间上的顺序问题。
When you get to chapter 12, you learn a little bit about what happened to the Lord Jesus when he went to Jerusalem.
因为你如果翻到约翰福音第十二章呢，你就开始知道那些主耶稣刚开始去耶路撒冷的事。
In chapter 12, when he went to Jerusalem, they had a great procession for him. And the procession they had, we call it Palm Sunday, the Sunday before he was crucified, and he went to Jerusalem. They hailed him. They said, you are the king who's come in the name of the Lord.And they all received him.
因为你要读到约翰福音第十二章，你会读到这里有一个很大的一个进程在这里。当主耶稣去耶路撒冷的时候呢，是一个星期天，当时的被称为是圣宗女主日。这个时候呢，主耶稣去的时候，他们所有的人都欢迎他作为一个王来欢迎主耶稣基督。
And I said to myself, if he had gone up with his brothers and with all the others who were going up to Jerusalem at the same time, they may very well have hailed him as the coming king too soon.
因为我认为呢，我奇怪就是如果他那个时候和他的弟兄们和其他的人一起去耶路撒冷的话呢，当时的人呢欢迎主耶稣，欢迎他们的王，可能时间太早了。
You'll remember in John chapter 12 that he went up, Luke 19 tells us the same story. When he went up, he didn't go up alone on that occasion. Hundreds, probably thousands of people from Galilee, from the other side of Jordan, they would all go up that long road from Jericho to Jerusalem.Together. And as they went, he would teach them. As they went, people like Bartimaeus, who'd been healed, would be testifying of him. By the time he got to the top of the hill in Jerusalem, there would have been a groundswell of people supporting him. He would have gone into Jerusalem and been hailed as coming king before he should have.
In this situation,这个时候呢，你读到呢，在约翰福音第十二章和路加福音第十九章，你同样读到同样的事情。当时主耶稣基督呢，从加利利一直到耶利哥，然后呢，很多人和他在一起，大概有成百上千的人和他一同从加利利走到耶利哥，从耶利哥走到那个耶路撒冷。当时呢，他在路上可以教导那些跟随他的人，还有那个。被他治好眼的那个瞎子也在那里可以给他做见证。当他最后登上那个橄榄山的顶峰的时候呢，所有的人都可以在那个时候作为一个归来的王那样去欢迎他。
All right, back to Luke chapter 19 to pick up just a couple of key words.
因为我们可以翻到路加福音的第十九章，然后可以去看一些关键的词在那里。
All right, this is verse 41 of Luke 19. This is what it says. And when Jesus was come near to Jerusalem, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, "If thou hadst known, even now." At least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes.
列诺加福音第十九章第四十一节第十二节是这样说的，耶稣快到耶路撒冷看见城，就为他哀哭说，巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事儿，但现在这些事儿在你们的眼睛是隐藏的。
Okay, this was the day, verse 19, if thou hadst known even thou, at least in this thy day, this was the day that God had preordained to be the day he would be declared to be the king.
也就是讲的这是那个日子，那个日子呢就是神预先定好的，定好了在这个日子里呢，主耶稣基督呢要被先称是他是王。
If he had gone up with everybody else in John chapter 7, this would have happened on another day. And he couldn't have said, in this thy day, because it wouldn't have been the right day.
那如果他在约翰福音第七章，他和他弟兄和其他人一起去说呢，他那个时候被欢迎作为王，他不能当时说这是神您定好的日子，他不能这么说，这是另外一个日子。
And the question is, what day is it he's referring to?
所以问题是他指的是哪一天？
And Eric Peterson has been telling us in our Friday night Bible studies and elsewhere that that particular day was the day prophesied by Daniel in Daniel chapter 9, that would be the precise day when God said in Daniel that he will be declared to be king. Not the day before, not the day after, it'll be that precise day.
In Eric Peterson, 在星期五晚上的那个讲道或者其他的讲道还有其他的人也都讲过，就是说在但以理书第九章第二十七节里面讲到的是主耶稣基督要在那个特定的精准的那一天被称为王，他那个先称为王，所以呢也不是在那一天之前，也不是在那一天之后，是正好在那一天。
When was that prophecy made?
所以那个预言讲了什么呢？
About 550 years before it took, was fulfilled, almost 600 years before it was fulfilled.
那是在500多年之前就做了这个预言，但是在500多年以后呢它就被实现了。
Does God lose track of time after 600 years?
因为神一直在关注这样一个时间在600年以后吗？
No, he remembers to the day.
所以神记得那一天。
When did the children of Israel come out of Egypt?
所以当那个以色列人从埃及出来的时候。
About 400 or 450 years to the very day after God made the promise to Abraham.
所以在400或者450年以后呢，当神给那个亚伯拉罕做了应许的那一天，把他们带出以色列，带出埃及。
Remember, our God does things very precisely.
大家要记住，我们的神做事是非常精准的。
He's never too early. He's never too late. He never says, oh dear, I did it all wrong.
所以他不会太早，也不太晚。他不会说，哎呀，我做错了，不会这么讲。
All right. So if the Lord Jesus had gone up with his brothers, he would have been declared to be the Messiah before the prophecy was to be fulfilled. Jesus says, no, this is not your day. Sorry, this is not my day. This is your day. You go up. This is your day. My day is coming. And a few months later, he did go up and he was proclaimed king. And before the week was over, he was dead on the cross. God had it all planned ahead of time, precisely.
因为实际上呢，当时呢，主耶稣基督如果他那个时候约翰福音第七章跟他弟兄们一起去耶路撒冷的时候，他那个时候就会太早的被先称为王。实际上主耶稣说呢，我的日子还没到，是你们的日子，你们去。所以他真的是去了。他这几个月以后呢去了在神的定的那个一天，就是他被定十字架的前一个星期他去了，被先称为王。
So again, Sharon, that is an answer to your question. Not all the answers, but that's one answer to your question.
我还是没太听明白，那就意思就是说他弟兄上去的那个节和主耶稣去的那个节不是同一个节是吗？就是在他光宗继圣城的时候被宣称为王嘛，那么这个节的时候跟那个被他就是宗礼那天节的不是一个节，祝棚节是吗？如果他说时间上不对，那我就理解是两个节，他去的是另外就是第二年的那个祝棚节，他去的是这么理解吗？
So Sharon got additional question about that. So she said the feast that John chapter 7 mentioned is the same feast that John chapter 12 mentioned. Maybe the Lord Jesus went next year or just the same year.
I don't know that it is the same feast, Sharon. Let's check. John chapter 7 and verse 2 says, Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand.
约翰福音第七章第二节说呢，现在是祝棚节。
The feast of tabernacles was in the fall of the year, in the autumn.
因为这个祝棚节呢，是在秋季，是一年的秋季。
It was a feast to celebrate the full harvest that the Lord had given.
因为这是一个节呢，就是庆祝丰收的日子，是神赐予的他们的丰收。
Now, if you go to John chapter 11.
那你翻到约翰福音第十一章的话呢?
那是逾越节。
John chapter 11 and verse 55 says, The Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves.
实际上呢，第十一章第55节说呢，这是犹太人的逾越节。逾越节呢，许多人从乡下上耶路撒冷去呢，要在节前洁净自己。
Now the Passover took place at Easter time in the springtime.
那逾越节呢，是在春天来到的。
So John chapter 7 is an autumn season. Probably in October, John chapter 12 is in the spring, probably in April.
因为那个约翰福音第七章你讲到的祝棚节呢，是在秋季，大概是十月份。那么说呢，这里讲的逾越节是在春季，大概是在四月份。So
there were two different times, but the Lord Jesus knew he had to be where he had to be. When he had to be there. It wasn't proper for him to be killed at the Feast of Tabernacles. That's coming later. He had to be fulfilled at the Feast of Passover because he was the Passover Lamb.
也就是说他知道他什么时候应该在什么地方。所以呢，如果他在祝棚节去的话呢，他不是会实现那个圣经里的预言，他去。
逾越节去的时候呢，他是要实现圣经里的预言，因为他是神的逾越节的羔羊。对，那就是我，所以我的问题就是说，就是说他这个祝棚节等于是主耶稣没去，他所谓后边下说后边第十节他说他上去的暗暗去的时候，是指的那个耶路撒冷的那个逾越节过去的，是不是这个意思？ 我觉得如果要是去了两个节，那我就能理解这段话了。我理解成是同样是祝棚节，他开始说不去，后来他还又去了。我是这么理解的。如果要是解释是两个不同的节，那我就明白了。他讲的逾越节不是按着去的，是明确的。所以我问，我可以帮你问这个问题。So
her question's about that the Lord Jesus said he didn't go for the feast of tabernacle, but the verse said that after that, he went that by himself. So that is passed over. So that means the Passover, that means the Lord Jesus went the same feast of Tabernacle.
I believe in chapter 7, the Lord Jesus went up at the Feast of Tabernacles. Yes.
In
chapter 12, he went up at the Feast of Passover. He went to Jerusalem twice. He went to Jerusalem many, many times.
实际上呢，他讲的在这个里面讲，他去的是祝棚节，然后呢，主耶稣去了啊，他说去了两次，实际上主耶稣去了很多很多次耶路撒冷。
Verse 37, Sharon.
第37节。
It says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
约翰福音第七章第三十七节第三十八节是这样说的，节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就是经上所说，从他腹中要流出活的江河来。
Those verses are, they all fit logically into the Feast of Tabernacles. The fact the last day of the feast, living water doesn't fit at the end of Passover and unleavened bread. It fits at the end of the Feast of Tabernacles.
也就是在那个所有的节日里，在祝棚节里，这就是合适的。在节日的末期，主耶稣讲这个，就是说，若渴了，乃江河的流出活水的江河来，这个是适合于祝棚节的，而是不适合于逾越节的。在讲这样的话。
All right, I'm not sure if that answers your question, but that's my understanding, Sharon.
所以他说不知道有没有问回答你，因为这是他的理解。So I think Sharon think that if the Lord Jesus went to different feast, she may understand that. But if she think the Lord Jesus went to the same feast, she didn't understand that.
Yes.
Okay, and the answer is, I believe he did go up to the same feast, but at a different time. His brothers went up to the feast before the feast, probably to purify themselves. His mm-hmm. brothers went up to the feast with many other people. Jesus went up to the feast later, mm-hmm. in secret, alone. He couldn't go in secret with all the other people going up. He went up later alone when he could go alone, because all the other people had already gone to the feast.
因为实际上他说他主耶稣基督呢，他去那个祝棚节呢，他并没有跟他的弟兄和其他的人一起去，因为他要暗地里去。如果他去的时候，实际上他的那些弟兄和所有的人都已经走了，所以他才可以暗暗的去。如果说他跟他们一起去，他就不能暗暗的去了。
我理解他，我自己理解成他给我的解释就是，他说如果他要是这个节他如果是明着去，就说他在前面预言的是那个事情，就是说他会过早的被别人称作王，就是他没有事，就是不能去应验前面的那个，后面的就是他到逾越节那天才可以去成被称为王。所以他这次他就是暗暗的去。但是我觉得是神嘛，如果神规定的这个日子人不可以去称他为王，他就不可肯定不能被称作提前被称作的，就是他即使去明着去了，别人也不可能，因为神如果没有规定这天是他显明的日子，那别的人不可能能做出这件事情来。所以我觉得他这个解释我还是没有太，我觉得没有解释我的问题。我就说既然同一个节他又说不，开始说不去，后边他又说去。
Okay, we're
going
to have to get some translation.
So, she think, you still did not answer her question. because she think that if the Lord Jesus went to Jerusalem to fulfill that prophecy in Daniel chapter 9, but if he went publicly, if the God, if God decided that it's not at that day, so that the people will not hail him as a king. So that's so this is why she didn't understand that. So she think God will make everything happen. If it's not that day, the prophecy the day, the people will not welcome the Lord Jesus as a king. So this is her question. He said, okay. She said, the Lord Jesus can go publicly.
My very simple answer is this. God could have done it differently, but he didn't choose to. It's true. God can make all kinds of things different, but he didn't choose to make it different. God said, this is what we'll do. Jesus said, I am not going to the feast, and I'm not going to the feast because my time has not yet come. That was his answer. Now, could God have done it differently? Yep. But did God want to do it differently? No. He simply wanted the Lord Jesus to obey, same way as he wants us to obey.
因为他认为这里讲到的实际上是神可以让那样的事情发生，那神为什么不那么做呢？因为神是可以做的，但是呢，他就是主耶稣基督呢，他知道是那一天，所以呢，他要顺服神的旨意，他不是想去要改变，他完全可以说改变，让那些人不欢迎他，作为王，然后他再立一天，但是神并没有这么做。 神选择了，就主耶稣基督选择了顺服他父亲他的天父的话，所以这就是我们自己应该那么去做的。我们一定要顺服神的旨意，而不是说我们自己想怎么做。
All right, we're going to go to Sharon's last question for today. And it is in 2 Samuel chapter 6.
现在我们要Sharon的最后一个问题，在撒母耳记下第六章。撒母耳下第六章。
And her verse that she's questioning from is verse 14. It says, And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod.
他的问题是在第六章的第十四节，大卫穿着细麻布的以弗德，在耶和华面前极力跳舞。
And the question is a good question flowing from the fact that in the book of Exodus and elsewhere, we learn much about the ephod that the high priest was to wear. And it was a very beautiful garment, studded with jewelry and gold, and it was a marvelous garment. It was called the ephod.
这个问题是个好的问题，好的问题呢，实际上这里讲的以弗德，我们在出埃及记里也是讲到了，是一个极其美的一个衣服，这个衣服呢，是由宝石和金银做成的，所以当时呢， 只有最高的祭司才可以穿这个衣服的。
Only the high priest was to wear that particular garment, the ephod.
因为只有那个最高的祭司才可以穿这个叫以弗德的衣服。
So Sharon's question is, isn't it only the priests who wore an ephod? Why was David able to wear an ephod?
因为下一任的问题就是，如果只是说这个祭司可以穿以弗德的话呢，那么为什么大卫王可以穿以弗德？
And though I had asked the question before reading through Samuel, I had never answered it before. So my next question is, if you want to know the answer to that question, how would you find out?
然后呢，我就一直没有回答出来这个问题。然后我就一直往上面看，看上面之下。所以呢，我就想呢，如果要回答这个问题，怎么去找答案呢？
So my question to you is, if you wanted to know the answer to that question, what would you do?
因为我对你们的问题是，如果你们要找到这个问题的答案，你们会怎么做？
The answer is you could do what I did. You could check with Bill McDonald.
当然是你跟我做的是一样，你可以去查马汤纳士经。
He didn't say anything.
他什么也没说。
So then I said, all right, what am I going to do for an answer?
然后我说呢，如果他什么都不说，我怎么找答案呢？
So I went to my concordance, and I noticed that the word ephod is listed about 25 or 30 times.
然后我就去找那个词的关联，然后在词的关联以后呢，这个以弗德呢有25条或者30条的解释。
So I said, all right, Harold, you want to know the answer to the question? See how the Lord uses the word ephod. That's what the question's all about. What about the ephod?
然后我跟我自己说, Harold, 如果你想找到答案呢,
and as you read those 25 or 30 verses, you find this, that there is a difference between an ephod and the ephod.
然后你把这个26或者30条的这个经文你读一下呢，这个以弗德呢，前面加的是一个A的，这是泛指的以弗德，然后呢一个Z，那就是特定的以弗德。
So it's something like a dress that a woman would wear.
就像女士们穿的那些衣服一样。If
a woman were a bridesmaid at a wedding, she would wear the bridesmaid's dress.
因为那一个那个新娘，她要在新婚礼上穿她的婚纱的话呢，她就穿那个特定的为她特制的那个婚纱。She
might have several other dresses at home that look very similar to the bridesmaid's dress.
因为她呢， 给那个新娘可能是家里有类似于她的婚纱那样的衣服，但是呢，她必须在那一天穿那一件婚纱。So
there would be many that were the dress and others that were a dress.
因为在这里呢，有很多呢，就是说那个泛指的她所有的衣服，另一个呢，就是特定的某一件衣服。Now
only the priest was to wear the ephod.
你只有那些祭司才穿那个特定的衣服的。That
would be the high priest.
那就是最高祭司。But
there were others who wore an ephod too.
但其他的人呢，也会穿衣服的。One
was all the priests in the days of Abiathar the priest.
那其中一次呢，就是在所有的那些祭司都在那里的时候。
And we're told that Doeg the Edomite, 2 Samuel 22, Doeg the Edomite killed 85 priests, all of whom wore an ephod. Not the ephod, they all wore an ephod.
那个人呢，他当时一下杀了85个祭司，那些85个祭司穿的都是那个泛指的衣服。So,
we learned a few things. There was the ephod the high priest wore only. There were other ephods that the other priests wore.
And
if you go to 1 Samuel, chapter 1 or 2, I can't remember.
1 Samuel. 这里有一个特定的那个衣服的是最高祭司穿的，然后那个泛指的其他的衣服的呢是其他的祭司可以穿的。大家可以翻到撒母耳记，现在找是第一章还是第二章。
Alright, and I wrote the verse down and I wrote the wrong verse down. Let's see what I can find.
因为他说他把那个记写下来了，但是不是那个经文，看他能找到什么样的。
It's the verse that says that Samuel wore an ephod.
Chapter 2, verse 18.
Verse 18, very good. Thank you.
第撒母耳记上第二章的第十八节是讲的撒母耳穿着以弗德。
Okay, it says Samuel ministered before the Lord being a child, girded with a linen ephod.
讲的呢就是撒母耳还是个孩子的就穿着细麻布的衣服的。
Samuel wasn't a priest.
Samuel 不是那个。
Samuel was too young to be a priest.
Samuel 太年轻作为祭司了。
Samuel wasn't even the son of a priest. There was no way that Samuel could be a priest. He was born into the wrong family.
因为撒母耳他甚至不是一个祭司的儿子，所以呢也没有任何的可能他成为一个祭司，因为他出生在不错误的家庭。
But he wore an ephod. And it was a demonstration that he was serving the Lord in a slightly different capacity, but he was a servant of the Lord even though he was a child.
这里呢就是不同的方式，就是说他这是穿这个东西呢是服侍神，就算他是个孩子的时候他可以穿。
And so David, when he was bringing the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem, he also wore an ephod, not because he was the high priest, not because he was a priest, not because he was full time in the temple, but he did it because he was serving the Lord in this most important service of helping the Ark come to Jerusalem.
In the time.大卫王他欢迎那个约柜的时候呢，他不是最高祭司，他也不是一个祭司，他甚至也不是在庙里在圣殿里全职工作的，实际上呢他是在这个特别重要的服侍的日子里穿着以弗德来服侍主。
So the question is, Sharon's had four questions. Are they good questions?
所以问题是呢，下面有四个问题，这是好问题吗？
And for several reasons, they're good questions. One is because Sharon's thinking.
因为这个呢，当然是个好问题，因为一个呢，原因呢是他在思考。
Please read your Bible with your brains turned on.
因为呢，请读你的圣经，当你的大脑打开的状况下。
Okay, now,read your Bible with the desire to learn. You say, I don't understand this. I would like to learn.
因为读圣经的时候呢，带着一颗求知的心去读，就说呢，我去读圣经，我是要学什么东西。
And as you think about what God writes, you begin to think like God. That's very important.
因为当你思考的时候，你认为神是对的时候，你就像神那样一样去思考，这是非常重要的。
Remember, God is not afraid of good questions.
大家记住，神不怕那个好的问题。
God is very upset with people who ask questions for the wrong reason.
因为神呢非常的不高兴，如果你问问题用错误的动机来问。
Alright, so we went through all these questions today. And the question is, why did we do this?
因为我们今天呢过了一遍这所有的问题。问题是我们为什么要这么做呢？
And the answer is because we all want to learn. And I want to encourage you to ask questions. We'll try to answer them. The Lord will provide an answer.
因为问题是就是答案呢就是我们都想学习，我要鼓励大家问那些好的问题，这样呢主会给我们答案。
The wicked man says, I've got a question that even God can't answer.
因为恶人呢说呢我有一个问题甚至神都回答不了。
Don't do that. But you keep asking questions, God will provide the answer.
因为不要像那么做，你一直问好的问题，神就会给你答案。
So I told you the story of C.J. Rolls.
所以呢，告诉大家一个故事，那个人叫 C.J. Rolls.
C.J. Rolls was a brilliant student of the Bible.
所以 C.J. Rolls 呢，他是一个非常极其顶端的学习圣经的学生。
He devoted his life to the study of the Bible.
他的一生呢，都贡献在学习圣经里面。
He studied his Bible every morning from 4 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock in the morning.
他每天早晨呢，从凌晨四点就开始学习圣经，一直到十点钟上午。
On his knees.
他跪着在读。
Do you think he learned something?
因为他学到什么了？
All right. This is what he did when he was a young man.He made a list of all the mistakes in the Bible that he could find.
当他年轻的时候呢，他列了一个表，列了一个表呢，在圣经里所有的错误之处，他都列出来。
He asked questions, and some of the questions he couldn't find an easy answer for, and so he said, "That's a mistake," and he wrote it down.
因为他就问一些问题，问问题的时候呢，他找不到答案，所以他说这是个错误，他就写下来了。
By the time he was an old man, he crossed every mistake off his list.
当他老了的时候呢，他把所有的他认为是错误的全部都擦掉了。
God has got an answer. That's wonderful.
神呢有答案，这是极其奇妙的。
Keep studying.Keep looking, keep praying, God will provide his answer, and our faith will grow.
所以呢，坚持学习，坚持寻求，坚持祷告，神就会给你答案在我们的信心的道路上。
We've been studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们在学习帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章。
Harold, I remind you, last week I asked the question, you didn't answer.
All right, I forgot the last week's question.
Okay, next time I tell
you. We'll make it next week's question.
Okay, 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 27, the last part.
All right, I've just written that down. 2 Kings
chapter 3.Verse 27. The last part.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll look at that and get to that when next week we'll get to just a little in 1 Thessalonians now.
因为下个星期我们再来回答这个问题，列王记下的第三章第二十七节，现在开始学习提斯门家前书第四章。
Last week we studied the first 7 verses of chapter 4, all about the fact that as we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, so our moral behavior becomes obedient to Him.
因为上个星期呢，我们学到呢，就是呢，前书第四章一到七节，这里呢是讲到我们所有的道德方面的行为。当我们开始学习的时候，我们就要像按照这个道德标准呢。
Some people say God is very forgiving, and He realizes that I used to be a sinner, and I'm still a sinner, and I'll just carry on sinning. But He understands, and He'll forgive me.
有些人呢，身为呢，神理解我，理解我，我是曾经是个罪人，我现在是个罪人， 然后呢，他不管怎么样，他会饶恕我，所以呢，我就一直保持犯罪。
The Bible says, no, it is true we used to be sinners. And it is true that Lord will save us. But after he saves us, we're not to carry on in those sins that we used to have.
那圣经说呢，不是这样的。我们曾经是个罪人，那个主呢，会拯救我们。但是呢，他拯救了我们以后，我们就不能再继续去犯罪了。
So verse 7, God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness.
第七节说呢，神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，而是要我们。
He therefore that despiseth not man, he despises God, who hath also given to us his Holy Spirit.
第八节说，所以那藐视的不是藐视人，而是藐视那将他的圣灵给我们的神。
We must remember that God has given us his Holy Spirit.
因为大家记住，神是把他的圣灵给了我们。
Don't pretend that the Christian can continue to live a sinful life. He can't. God has called us to holiness.
那不要假装说基督徒可以过一个罪人的生活，但是呢，神呢，他是把他的圣灵给了我们，神知道。
Now I'm not sure how closely you listen to our brother Vic, who is in China right now, Vic Wong.
大家呢，我不知道大家有没有仔细听那个老王，他现在在中国，他讲的一些事儿。
I said to him a few days ago, I said, Vic, what did you do when you were in quarantine, when you were in China?
因为我就跟老王说呢，老王你在中国隔离的时候你在做什么？
Vic said, I read Holy Bible.
老王说我在读圣经。
He didn't say I read the Bible.
他没有说我读那个圣经。
He said he read the Holy Bible. Good for Vic. He realizes this is God's Holy Bible.
他说呢，我在读圣经，不是读经。那个圣经呢，他意识到这是神圣洁的经文。
All right, so where are we time-wise? We'll read verse 9. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more.
因为他读的第九节和第十节是国王钦定版的，论到弟兄之爱，不用我写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。你们像马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行的，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
So I keep going back to my story about what happened to me when I was a boy.
因为我一直在回忆我当我还是个小男孩的时候，在我身上发生了什么。
And my mother would say to me now, Harold, you are a good boy.
所以我妈妈一直跟我说呢， Harold, 你是个好孩子。
And I would say, that's very good. I think that's good enough.
因为我认为这个太好了，但是已经足够好。
And she would say, no, I don't want just a good little boy. I want a good big boy too.
因为我妈妈说呢，我不是想要你仅仅是个好的小男孩，我要让你成为一个好的大男孩。
So she said, you're going to have to do more and more. It's, you do what you do, but you get more and more and more.
因为她说呢，你会继续的去做，你把你现在做好，但是你会更多更多更多的去做。
I read an article, I'm not sure if it was an article. I read a few lines a while ago about a study that said, when did the great men do their greatest work?
因为我就写了一篇文章，我不知道那确实算不算一篇文章，我就写了几段话。但是呢，一个伟大的人，他什么时候做伟大的工作呢？
This study was not done of Christians, nor was it done by Christians, but it was done.
这个呢，不是由基督徒写的，也不是基督徒的工作，但是他已经做了。
And the question was, when did the great men do their greatest work? And the answer is, when they were old men.
那个答案呢，就是那个伟大的人什么时候做他伟大的工作呢？当他成为一个老人的时候。
And I'm not sure if I was happy or sad when I read that.
因为当我不确定，当我读那个时候呢，你们看起来表情都不是很愉快。
I think I was happy because there was still hope for me.
我认为我非常高兴，因为对我来说仍然有盼望。
I think I was maybe sad because I wanted to rest. I didn't want to work anymore.
因为我认为呢，如果我不想再去工作了，我认为那我才应该感到悲伤。
Okay, God says, now you Thessalonians, you've done wonderful work. You're full of love. Now what I want is, I want you to let your love grow more and more and more and more.
所以呢，神对那个提斯伦家人说，你们做得太棒了，你做了很好的工作，你们彼此相爱，但是我要你们更多更多更多的去爱。
I never had a boss who said to me, Harold, you've done really, really good job. You just take the rest of the month off.
因为我从来没有碰到这样一个老板说 Harold, 你干得很棒，所以你可以休息一个月。
They always said to me, you're good, but what we want from you is more.
因为他们通常都是这样对我说，你做得太棒了，但是我要你更棒。
I used to say sometimes to myself, I don't know if that boss deserves more.
有时候我都自己说呢，我认为那个老板并不配得我跟他工作太多。
But Jesus deserves more.
但主耶稣配得我们所有的工作。
And I could give him more.
我可以给他更多。
And I must give him more.
我必须给他更多。
And so, the verse 10 ends, we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. Three words, increase more, more. For Jesus, we can do more.
因为在第十节的后半段时候，我劝你们弟兄要更加勉励，所以说是呢，增加的，更加的勉励，我们要更多的去做，为我们的主耶稣基督做更多更多的工作。
All right, don't slacken, keep on loving more.
因为不要那个停在那里，要一直保持爱主耶稣更多一点。
He doesn't say work more, he just says love more. That's wonderful.
并没有说你要工作，更做更多的工作，只是说你要爱更多，这是太美了。
All right, so that's maybe a good place for us to leave it today. Sharon, thank you for your good questions.
今天呢
Next Tuesday morning and afternoon, we'll do more of your questions.
因为今天呢，最好就是停在这里，然后呢，感谢 Sharon 的问题。我们下个星期二的早上、下午都会回答你另外的两个问题。
And if others of you have questions, send them to me. It's a little easier because if I get them on the fly, you sometimes get an answer that's not as good as it could be.
因为如果说呢，你们能够提前把你的问题发给他，那是最好的。如果你们临时问他问题，有时候呢，你们可以得到一些答案，有时得不到，这不是很好的方式。
All right, let's pray and thank the Lord for his kindness.
那祷告感谢神的美善。
Lord, we're thankful that it is God who wrote the Bible.
主啊，我们非常感恩是神写了圣经。
Consequently, we're not afraid of the questions, we just rejoice at the answers.
因为结果是呢，我们不怕问题，我们只是为答案而感到欢喜。
Lord, we pray that you'll keep working in our hearts and make us like the Lord Jesus, full of love, increasing more and more.
主啊，我们祷告是您在我们心里动工，让我们更像我们的主耶稣，爱增加的爱更多，越来越多。
So we give thanks now and look to you for much blessing.
我们献上感恩，祈求您更多的赐福。
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.